Due to technical difficulties, this is a re-recording of the devotional for April 26th, 2023, Lesson 17, Praying Like Paul in Romans, Part 2. Chapter 15, verses 4 through 7. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Verse 5, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus. Verse 6, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7, therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. So first, in emphasizing verse 4, pray that the Scriptures will instruct us and encourage us to endure in the hope of Christ. As verse 4 says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Next, we emphasize verse 5, which says, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we pray that we may live harmoniously as Christian believers, since Christ has saved the weak and strong, the young and old, the babe and mature, the Jew and the Gentile. Harmoniously, because obviously we all have different perspectives. We are at different stages of spiritual growth in our lives as Christ is growing us, as the Holy Spirit is sanctifying us, and as Christ is building His church. Next, we pray emphasizing verses 6 and 7, that together you may with one voice glorify God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Or in verse 7, it says, receive one another as Christ has received you in the King James Version. But with these two verses, we pray that in this harmonious fellowship, we may be united in the purpose of glorifying God in Christ and receiving one another for the ultimate purpose of God's glory. And that is why we gather, for the glory of God. Whether therefore we eat or drink or whatever we do all unto the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. And so our harmonious fellowship is for that purpose and should be in our hearts to glorify God. So we pray that we may glorify God through our harmonious fellowship one with another, and be welcoming to one another, ministering and serving the Lord and being obedient to the Lord in order to welcome one another, to take each other's confession at face value, and to receive one another for who they are in Christ, and not try to make them into a proselyte of ourselves, but to receive them and to welcome them as Christian believers whom Christ has built them to be and is building them to be. So we want that to be a part of our prayer lives. And then verses 8 through 13, verse 13 in particular, but giving it context, verse 8 says, for I tell you that Christ became servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, verse 9, and in order that Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. Verse 10, and again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. Verse 12, And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles in him. With will the Gentiles hope. Verse 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So emphasizing verse 13 here, having read verses 8 through 13 for context, we see the scriptures now that are quoted, which goes back to verse 4, that we understand that we pray that the scriptures will instruct us and encourage us to endure in hope of Christ. Now, having cited scriptures from verse 13, we recognize that we should pray that as we are encouraged to endure in hope, that the Father fill us with the Holy Spirit, especially with the Spirit's fruit of joy and peace, empowered by the Spirit to not merely hope in Christ, but also to abound with the hope of Christ. And so there we see that that the fruit of the Spirit comes forth, and that we pray for the fruit of the Spirit in joy and peace to come forth as we endure and wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in hope, in the hope of Christ, in the hope in Christ. And in doing so, that the Lord will fill us with the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of joy and peace will come from that. And so that's our devotional for April 26th in our series, Pray Then Like This. Mm-hmm.